You're listening to SBS News.
The world has a high fever and is burning up. The past decade was the hottest on record, and concentrations of greenhouse gases have continued to rise. Carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels and forest fires reached an all-time high in 2019 and are 62% higher than in 1990. We must urgently reverse course.
United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres began the online event marking the fifth anniversary of the Paris Agreement, urging countries to present tougher climate goals.
First, we need sustainable COVID-19 recovery plans that tackle climate change. Second, we need to protect our economies and societies by acting in line with what science tells us. And third, we must prioritize the most vulnerable people and communities.
Meeting via video conference, the world's political and business leaders discussed efforts to reduce carbon emissions. During the meeting, Mr. Guterres urged a 6-point climate plan that includes investing in environmentally friendly jobs, ending bailouts for polluting industries, and fossil fuel subsidies. Other key points include taking climate risks into account in all financial and policy decisions, working cooperatively, and leaving no one behind. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the coronavirus pandemic has resulted in the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions.
It looks like we'll be 8 to 10% down on previous years. However, the bad news is that, of course, we've achieved that by sustaining an appalling economic shock in the form of coronavirus. And the only way we've done it, or we're going to do it, is, as you can imagine, because our planes aren't flying, our people aren't moving, our cars aren't traveling, and our industry isn't producing emissions in the way that it normally would.
Mr. Johnson added that humanity was caught napping by the coronavirus, but not on climate change.
Humanity was caught napping by coronavirus. Let's face it, we were woefully underprepared. But for this thing, for climate change, nobody can say that we have not been warned. And nobody can say that we are not now capable of making the preparations. So that's what we're doing.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Europe is ready to act.
Recovering from the pandemic will require substantial investment to get our economies going. It will require determined action to leave no one behind. And that is why we set up a just transition fund. Let us also be determined in using this opportunity to make our economies more sustainable, to make our ways of producing and consuming more climate friendly, to make our societies healthier. The European Union is ready to take its share of the responsibility. We have agreed to make Europe the first climate-neutral continent in the world by 2050.
Chinese President Xi Jinping had earlier announced at the UN General Assembly that China would achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has also expressed his country's dedication to combating climate change, stressing the need to not forget about climate change as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic. He asked other countries to join the Carbon Pricing Leadership Coalition and the Powering Past Coal Alliance.
The impacts of climate change are far worse for racialized communities, indigenous peoples, and women. Also, any failure to act immediately and decisively will only make the costs of these crises higher and worse over time. But this global pandemic has also created an opportunity to build back better, and climate action is an essential part of that.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
We'll be right back.